Have you always known that you're on a soul path? And have you wondered how to gain real insight into the steps along your own unique journey? Welcome everyone, I'm Sarah Main, and thank you for joining me on Damayanti, the show for your soul. It's great to have you join me. Damayanti means deep peace and calm. Damayanti sheds a light for your soul through the gift of wisdom that shines in the beautiful and universal language of Sanskrit. Damayanti is the show that speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and enriches your soul. Welcome, everyone. Hey there. It's great to have you here. I'm Sarah Main, and this is Damayanti, the show for your soul. And today I want to talk about transformative suggestions to bring peace and hope. Transformative suggestions to bring peace and hope. And you may be wondering, how did I come to this? Well, I came across this question that a guy was asking, and it really touched me, and I thought this needed to be addressed, and I could offer what I can bring to the table to help in these circumstances. And he said, this is his question, he said, I've met a lot of youth and elderly people lately feeling hopeless and desperate. So I'm looking to people to find out what they lean on for hope and purpose in life. I'm not looking for contention and argument, just transformative suggestions that will bring peace and hope that I can pass forward to many youth and elderly, isolated and lonely folk. Okay, so he's met a lot of youth and elderly people feeling hopeless and desperate. And he's just asking around, what do people lean on for hope and purpose in life, so that he can offer and pass forward some transformative suggestions that will bring peace and hope to the youth and elderly, isolated and lonely folk. And I was so touched by that question. It really got me thinking. And firstly, I wanted to start with something that I think is a really sobering piece of information, and most people aren't aware of it. And that is, there is data that came out, well, certainly there's data from various places, but one data from the National Science Foundation did a study, and they recorded that on average, a person, an adult, will think 60,000 thoughts per day, 60,000 thoughts per day, right? That's 6 and 4 zeros, 60,000 thoughts per day. And out of that 60,000, 80% of them are negative. All right. 80% of them are negative. And of those, 80% right? So out of that 80%, you've got 60,000, and then 80% of that is negative. And of that 80%, 95% of that is repetitive thinking, repetitive thoughts. I mean, that is staggering. I learned these statistics when I was training as a coach. I didn't know this as a teacher. I learned it as I was training to be an executive coach, and I was staggered. It doesn't surprise me, but I was amazed. So if we repeat those negative thoughts, right, these 95% negative thoughts, if we repeat them, we think negative thoughts way more than we think positive thoughts. Now think about that in relation to the question this guy's asked about people feeling lonely and hopeless and desperate. Now, this is not to blame. This is how does this come about? Well, this is the sort of the mechanics, if you were. We're actually unconsciously thinking negative thoughts more often than we're thinking positive. Okay. So then how do you switch that around? Well, that repetition becomes a habit. Anything you repeat becomes a habit. Where our attention goes, it grows. So to form a new habit, we've got to replace an old habit. That's how it works. So that takes conscious intention, conscious decision and resolution, and it takes memory to support that resolution. Okay, and we need conscious, deliberate repetition of the new good habit. So to form the new habit, it takes a minimum of 12 to 15 times a day for a minimum of 28 days to form that new habit. And it will still be delicate, but it's there, and then it can be strengthened. But to form that new habit takes 12 to 15 times a day, consciously, deliberately, and then for a minimum of 28 days. Okay. And then you have like a new green shoot, something delicate, but it is there, and you can then strengthen it and it can grow. And one bit of encouragement in all of that, developing a new habit, because remember, these are transformative suggestions for peace and hope. No, if, and this is from the Bhagavad Gita, no effort on this path is ever lost, and no harm is ever done. So even a very little effort saves a person from great trouble and great fear. That's from the Bhagavad Gita. So that is very encouraging, that no effort on this path is ever lost. So this 12 to 15 times a day for 28 days is very encouraging, because there'll be some days where it'll be harder than others. There'll be some days where we might forget a good part of the day, and then we've got to sort of to get our repetitions in. We've got to kind of do them in a short space of time in the evening when we remember. Okay, because the memory is a bit fragile as well when it comes to new habits, because we are working against the inertia of old habits that we want to replace. And I know this from my own experience, but no effort on this path is ever lost. And that's from the wisdom traditions of the Bhagavad Gita. So, the first thing to really crack on with is learning to observe thoughts and feelings, because mostly we feel them as they are ourselves. We've identified with them and we feel them to be us. So, this desperate feeling, this lonely feeling, feels like us. We are desperate. I am desperate. I am lonely. But if we can fall still, and learn to just actually fall still and come into the present moment, take a deep breath and be present here and now, that creates a little space. And we can observe, we can watch, we can see, we can witness these thoughts and feelings. They're still there. We can still feel them in the body. They're playing out through the body, the mind, the heart, the emotions. But we can watch them, we can observe them. That is a game changer. That is a game changer, because that is a demonstration that you are actually not them. You are not those thoughts and feelings. Now, actually, that's the ultimate suggestion of bringing peace and hope, because you are not them. They are there, there's habit there to keep them around, but you are actually not them. And now to shift this, to change this, it's you've got to see it as a marathon, not a sprint. Okay. So you take a deep breath, and every moment you're prepared to address this, because it's worth it. You don't want to be hopeless and feeling hopeless and lonely and desperate. So remember, there's no instantaneous kaboom moment of magic to change it all. There's no sort of magic pill. All of that sort of thing. It does happen. There are stories of that. But for most people, it is just that consistent, persistent resolution coming back to the present moment. And you can witness these feelings and let them go. You are not them. That's a game changer. Requires a level of commitment and resolution to shift the attitude and to move and go for the positive. It does require a resolution. So this is inner work, but every bit counts. Every single bit counts. Remember, no effort on this path is ever lost. And that comes from the wisdom traditions. We can trust that. All right. So this is inner work primarily. And then this shows in outer circumstances and how we behave outwardly. But it starts from within. We need to look within. And there's a suite of efforts we can deploy and we can engage with. Firstly, we need to take personal responsibility. It's an I'm responsible for my inner situation rather than they and them looking to outward situations that we can blame or lay all the responsibility on. It's I. All right. I have the power to shift my thinking. It may not feel like that. It may not seem that, but that is the truth. All right. We can relinquish negative thoughts and choose the positive, and we can do that every moment. It may seem like the negative comes straight back, but in that moment, we can, in fact, shift that hopeless, desperate, lonely feeling in that moment. And then we can do it again and again and again until we get some momentum up. That's the 12 to 15 times a day, deliberately. All right. We can express appreciation and gratitude, even for the negative things. That may be a big ask initially, but even for the negative things, because they're showing and teaching us stuff. We can cultivate optimism despite the circumstances. And I certainly practiced that in teaching. I cultivated optimism where I found myself going into negative thinking about things. And that was a game changer. We can develop a positive attitude, just an overall upbeat positive attitude. We can develop that 12 to 15 times a day for 28 days. Trust me, it's possible. You may need a memory aid, but it's possible. And the positive attitude is the goal, and it's also the means to the goal. It's how you achieve the goal, and it is the goal itself. So it's the means and it's the end, is the positive attitude, because that's a game changer. So there are some really fantastic practices. You know, that's just overall things to engage with. And something out of that list I just gave you, taking personal responsibility, relinquishing the negative, and actively choosing positive despite the situation, expressing appreciation and gratitude even for the negative, cultivating optimism despite the circumstances, developing a positive attitude, and the positive attitude is the goal and it's the means to the goal. So it's the means and the end. All of that, something may have sparked already in you that you think, yes, all right. You may not be aware of areas where you do tend to be more negative than positive, but you've really turned the light on all of those areas. And I just made a decision many years ago. I was going to go for the positive, despite how it felt within me, despite what I perceived to be the external circumstances. And it was a game changer. I had good people in front of around me that I really admired, and I could see they had a positive attitude, and I wanted to go for that as well. So I'm going to stop for a break now, and after the break, I'm going to come back and give you some really fantastic exercises and practices to develop a positive attitude. They're simple, they're direct, and you can use them in your situation despite the circumstances. That's the thing, you can't wait for perfect circumstances. Start now. 12 to 15 times a day, consciously for 28 days, and you will be amazed. There will be a shift in your thinking, your consciousness, your awareness. So I'll see you after the break.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts on Transformation Talk Radio.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were and how to awaken that power today. Julia studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for new state of mind. Learn to master the secrets of manifestation. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Tune in to The Alchemy of Me, where we navigate the anatomy of humanity through the lens of science and spirituality every first and third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Together, let's unearth the layers and unravel the systems in place that dim who we are and how we experience life. We'll weave in an eclectic blend of mind-body energy medicine concepts, tools, and practices that nourish the seeds, the fire, that gold of intelligence that is you. This is an opportunity, your opportunity, to reclaim, to rediscover, to transform, to alchemize you. For more information about me and my work, please visit toniajohnson.com. That's toniajohnson.com.
Are you ready to create your marvelous life? As women, we can feel the pressure to make sure everyone else is okay before we take care of ourselves. That needs to stop. Hi, I'm spiritual coach Lori Jonas, and I'm empowering women to unleash their authentic selves and live marvelously. It's time to get clear on what you want in life. Check out my blog, coaching packages, manifestation journal, my book, The 5 L's of Living Marvelously, and more on my website, livingmarvelously.com.
Imagine living 100.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Damayanti, the show for your soul, and today's show is on transformative suggestions to bring peace and hope. And it comes from a question a guy asked. He was looking for suggestions of what people lean on for hope and purpose in life, because he was meeting a lot of youth and elderly people who were feeling hopeless and desperate. And he wanted some ideas about and suggestions that will bring peace and hope that he could pass forward to the youth and the elderly that are isolated and lonely. And so let's dig into some really fantastic practices. So when you feel that crunch, when you feel that down and you think, no, I have made a decision for the positive, right? And that is the key turning point, is seeing that you can turn this around. You can take personal responsibility for your state despite the outward circumstances. And that was something that in my coach training was 101, day one, first morning. Is where the shift occurs. It is a game changer. And these are key practices. So in a situation when it's difficult, when you're really stuck, ask yourself these three questions. Okay, in this situation, what are the positives? There will be some. What are the negatives? And what am I not seeing right now that will serve me later? So what are the positives? What are the negatives? What am I not seeing right now that will serve me later? Three things already. Shift the mindset. They're fantastic. And I've deployed those. And again, game changer, really helpful, especially when it's tough. What are the positives? What are the negatives? What am I not seeing right now that will serve me later? I love that one. Then the second practice is having a big enough why. Why do I need to be positive? You know, why do I need to keep going? And to address that big enough why, what's important and valuable to you? What's really important and valuable to you? The people, your loved ones, whatever it is, what's important and valuable to you that's really lasting? And also ask yourself, what are your 3 to 5 core values? No more than 5, ideally 3, 4 or 5, maximum 5. What are your 3 to 5 core values? It could be kindness. It could be freedom. It could be courage. It could be resilience. It could be love. It could be generosity and magnanimity. Everyone has their own combination. It's in sync. It's in resonance with your individual nature. It goes beyond personality, way beyond. We all resonate. And these values are mighty great energies, all right? And we connect with them and resonate with them differently. So ask yourself, what are the 3 to 5 abiding core values that are really important to you? And that gives you that big enough why to keep going. Because sometimes circumstances, external circumstances, can be really tough. And you need to have that big enough why to keep going and pick yourself up and be strong and resilient and positive. So they're two fantastic practices you can develop within yourself. And remember, 12 to 15 times a day, consciously for 28 days. I've practiced that over the years. I made a chart and I just, you know, did a sort of tally to make sure I was on point with the 12 to 15 times. And I wore a bracelet like something like this, whatever, something that would remind me every time I looked at it, yes, because I needed a memory aid, because it's easy. You get busy and you forget, right? And we're working against those habits to replace with a new habit. So 12 to 15 times a day for 28 days gets that new habit started. Then you can strengthen it. You're less likely to forget if you really practice for 12 to 15 times a day. And you want to. It's great. You feel great when you practice. So what are the positives? What are the negatives? What am I not seeing right now that will serve me later is one. And having a big enough why. What's important and valuable to you truly? What are your 3 to 5 core values? Because this gives you a strong anchor in the challenging times to keep going. The other thing to address is good company, right? Good company. What company, and this is mental and emotional company, but it can also be physical company, are you keeping? Because company can take the form of the food you eat, the places you go, the people you spend time with, the organizations you are a part of, the institutions you're a part of, the events you attend, the entertainment you take in. All of those things form the company that you keep, all right? And in terms of supporting that which brings you peace and hope, you need to be going for good company, uplifting company, elevating company, company that supports being positive. And there's refinement that happens with the inner work. Your tastes do change and your desires can and do change. As your awareness increases, you can make better choices, all right? And this refinement is necessary to shift the mindset. So you need good company that supports your endeavors and inner work. And good company also supports and strengthens memory. So you can be good company for someone else and you seek out good company for yourself. So good company, essential, okay? And choose inner quiet. Spend some moments each day being inwardly quiet or even just a little bit quieter. Take a deep breath and just fall still. Practice observing your thoughts and your feelings and then letting them go. You are not them. And just be present here and now. They're not actually true. They just hang around because we've made a habit of paying attention to them. So take a few moments now and let's have a little practice of being still and in the present moment now. It's so simple, requires no, zero, nil, nada, equipment or anything special. You can do it right here, right now, and let's do it. So take a deep breath and just let go of any tension and stress. Be present. You can do this standing up. You can do this sitting down. If you're driving, maybe pull over. Just fall still. Take a deep breath and fall still. Just become aware of your body. Feel your body, feel the clothes touching the skin. Keep letting go of anything that's coming in the way. And listen, let the listening go out beyond the thoughts in the head. Be present here and now. So there you go, so simple, present moment. If you did that 12 to 15 times a day, if you did that half a dozen times, six times, if you did that twice a day, morning and evening for 28 days, you would notice a difference. I can guarantee it. It is transformative being in the present moment. Because all those other things, the desperation and the loneliness, don't exist in the present moment. So you need to actually be present. And you've got to want it. You've got to actually experience that difference and have a desire for it and want it. Many people form a relationship with their problems. It becomes part of their identity. And it has to become extremely painful before they'll let go of this identification and discover something new about themselves and about life. So letting go of this habit of identification takes practice. It's like a dog at the door that you've fed repeatedly with your attention and consciousness. And you need to replace this with a new habit of positivity and freedom and discover who you are without that identification and relationship to something that's limiting and unhealthy and heavy. All right. So practice, decide, practice. You can do it. You are limitless in your potential. So there are some energetic reminders like this, right? And like this, I wear this necklace. It says Balam in Sanskrit, okay? And Balam means strength and courage and power. And these energetic reminders, these are memory supports. These are good company. They're good company. So if you want some good company, go to my website, dhammayanti.store. That's dhammayanti.store. That's the website for Dhammayanti for your soul. And subscribe to the newsletter. And I'm actually working on new designs for a whole new jewelry collection at the moment. They're coming in a few months and they're just going to be fantastic. So beautiful. And custom designs, memory aids, memory supports, good company, energetic reminders that are beautiful to wear. So stay in touch. Come to my website, dhammayanti.store, and sign up for the newsletter. And also there's a blog. So go and check out the blog. And so that's dhammayanti.store. And I've also got an Etsy store, All Things Eternal. It's a cool name, isn't it? And there's lots of cool gear there. There's T-shirts and hoodies and mugs and home decor and stuff with just upbeat memory reminders, fantastic good company to have around you. So Etsy is All Things Eternal and Dhammayanti is dhammayanti.store. And I'm also on social media, on Facebook, Instagram, and on YouTube. So wrapping it up, don't forget, we think 60,000 thoughts per day, 80% of them on average, unless we're awake, are negative. And out of that 80%, 95% of them are repetitive negative thoughts. Whoa. So forming a new habit, 12 to 15 times a day for 28 days, deliberately, consciously. That's why you need these memory supports, okay? And you can do it. You'll form a new habit. It's easy. No problem. And remember, no effort on this path is ever lost. So let's finish with some beautiful, fine sounds from Sanskrit. And today's prayer is the prayer for peace, the peace prayer from the Yajur Veda. In heaven, peace, peace in the space between, on earth, peace, on the waters, peace, in plants, peace, in trees, peace, peace in all powers, in spirit, peace, peace in everything, peace alone, peace. Peace, peace, peace. Om Dyao Shanti Antarikshan Shanti Prithivi Shanti Apa Shanti Oshadhaya Shanti Vanaspataya Shanti Vishwe Deva Shanti Brahma Shanti Sarvam Shanti, Shanti Reva Shanti, Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Thank you for spending time with me on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul.
To find out more about Damayanti or to get my book, Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success, or to purchase my range of beautiful spiritual jewelry, go to my website, damayanti.store. That's damayanti.store. See you next time.